Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to talk today about the times we're living in. How do we read the signs of the times? How do you read the times? How do you live in these times? How do you find meaning in them? How do you fully express your dignity as a human being and by making the most of the time that you've been given? I've been talking about that all week, and if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them right on your computer. You can download them on whatever device. You can listen to at your leisure, or get the app, the Ave Maria app, the Renewal Ministries app, and you can makes it really simple to be able to get the podcast. So I ended the program yesterday talking about a beautiful insight from Pope Benedict XVI that contrasts this battle that we're in. The times we're living in, friends, are a times of, I've been saying all week, is a time of dramatic change. It's civilizational change. There's a sea change happening in the world. And at the root of it is a profound spiritual battle, which I began the week with. So you can touch it there. And what's being contested is the, as I read, as a friend of mine wrote so eloquently, that the moral and imaginative vision that creates a culture of a civilization, a story about reality that undergirds the whole way of life of a culture, is being overthrown in our time. I talked about it as moving from Christendom, a time when a whole civilization recognizes the fundamental biblical worldview. Not that everybody in it is living like a Christian, but the society as a whole, its values, what it really values, what it honors, is acknowledged. It's acknowledged in the laws, it's acknowledged in the patterns of life, social relationships, you name it. Self-understanding, marriage, you know, date, customs of dating and marriage, how we handle Sundays, how we develop our laws that are commensurate with understanding the full dignity of the human person, all of that. The whole way of life is built around it and respects it. Well, that's being overthrown. I don't have to go over all that. It's there for you in shows earlier this week. But I want to build on where I ended yesterday with a beautiful comment by Pope Benedict XVI that Christian identity, here's one of the areas of struggle. Today, in this utopian, post-Christian, secular culture that's emerging, is the demand that I form my own identity. That human life is about identity formation, identity creation. Self-creative freedom is the great value. And so receiving an identity is alien and foreign to the way I want to live. It's an attack, actually. It's a great lie, and it's an imposition on me, and it binds me, and it takes away my freedom to create for myself my own identity. Pope Benedict underlined the Christian one very easily. Christian identity is composed of precisely two elements. First of all, a restraint from seeking oneself by oneself. That is, I'm going to try to find out who I am. That is, in a particular kind of way, I'm going to not try to find out by receiving from God. I'm just going to strike out, and I'm going to kind of make it up as I experience it and as I go along. And I'm seeking myself for the sake of myself. Pope Benedict said the Christian idea is receiving oneself from Christ, number one. It's a gift. That's why he came, friends. He came to become one of us, to remind us, in part to show us who are we, creating the image and likeness of God. And what does it mean to live aligned with that reality? What does a meaningful human life look like? What is a wise life filled with wise choices that's going to lead to complete fulfillment? What moral pattern of life? How should I look at the created world I live in? What should marriage be? What's a child and a family supposed to look like? All of that. What's the place of religion in the culture? All those things are there, right? So receiving oneself from Christ, he came to show us that reality. And then being united to Jesus through the gift of the Holy Spirit and baptism, being literally baptized into Christ, we now are able to give ourselves with Christ. And this is the highest form of how to live in the world, to cooperate with God in his own wonderful, mysterious, beautiful creation. It's the highest dignity we can possibly have. And this is a sound, safe rock, Pope Benedict XVI said. He's just echoing the teaching of the church in so many places. And remember, Gaudium et Spes had this wonderful line. It says, Jesus Christ fully reveals man to himself and makes his supreme calling clear. Why is it crazy to be focused on self-creation? Because inherent in that utopian idea that we all make up for ourselves who we are and where we're from is to deny the calling, the supreme calling and dignity we have in that calling from God. It's the logic of sending God into eclipse, if you will, of rejecting God and pushing him away from his own creation and seeing him as my adversary. And I define everything in my life over and against God rather than receiving God. So do you see the demonic core? We call it freedom. We act like this is, we're the smartest people, we're the wisest human beings the world has ever seen. Mostly we're enamored by our technology, which is all going to pass away anyway. I mean, it's impressive, it's good, it's nice, it's like, you know, lots of things that humans build. But the reason we can do these things is precisely because we're made in the image and likeness of God. But all that stuff's going to pass away. It's going to rust and corrode, and it's going to come under God's judgment. The only thing that's going to last is God. Look, all civilizations die. Our civilization is going to die. America is not going to last forever. Christians should know that. And so we know there's value to the things in our civilization and our way of life, but it's a subordinate value. And we live according to a higher call, a kingdom, a civilization that's already unfolding, hopefully, in the hearts of men and women here who are members of Christ's body. We want to give to Caesar what's Caesar's, but we're not going to give to Caesar what belongs to God. We're not going to act like the definitions of the meaning of life that are emerging in society, if they reject God and decide to ignore God. We're not going to act as if those are worthy, ultimately, of the human person. We're not going to act as if they're ultimate, they're secondary, they're tertiary, or they could actually be dead wrong, which is very damaging to the human person. So, for example, denying this supreme calling is crazy. St. John Paul II, a great line as well. He said that it's Jesus the Redeemer, echoing Gaudium et Spes, who fully reveals man to himself. He said, the man who wishes to understand himself thoroughly and not just in accordance with immediate, partial, often superficial, and even illusory standards and measures of his being, he must, with his unrest, uncertainty, and even in his weakness and sinfulness, with his life and death, draw near to Christ. Christ is the one who reveals man to himself. And here's exactly what society is attempting to suppress, because it interferes with what we want and who we are. And this suppression of the truth is a kind of deep perversion. It's not new. It's been around. But it's really laid hold and taken hold of the mind of our society today. It's one of the reasons why so many people are leaving the church, and so many people, I mean, part of the sins of the church is part of it as well, but part of the reason why so many perverted things and screwed up things are happening in the church in ways of looking at reality that even clerics are trying to push now in the church is because they're absorbing the wider civilizational values that are emerging in this utopian sort of post-Christian culture. Pope Benedict really described, I want to end this program by just giving you some insight into how Pope Benedict XVI kind of read how this battle is unfolding, just to help us be alert. He said, this general perversion today, this suppressing of the truth, extends to all fields of life. What is unnatural becomes normal, because the person who lives against the truth also lives against nature, right? If I'm the designer of my own truth, and if God and God's way and God's order is considered reality and the truth of real things, then that becomes something I have to contest against. That tells me my truth definitions have to correspond to reality that's given, and I don't want that, right? So that's what he says is invalid. So you have to deny nature itself. He said, people's power of invention no longer serve what is good, but the ingenuity and the refinement of evil. The relationship between man and wife, between parents and children is dissolved. And in this way, the sources of life are blocked up. It is no longer life that reigns, but death, and a civilization of death has become established. I mean, that's what we're seeing, undeniably. The world is celebrating the redefinition of all things sexual and the meaning of marriage and family, what's a man, what's a woman, all of that is being redefined, and we call it a great good and absolute freedom. But instead, what it is, it's a thrusting of our will, if you will, asserting our will against nature and ultimately against God and God's design and purpose. And deep down underneath, friends, in that declaration and chest pounding scream of I'm free to be whoever I want to be is a deep resistance against God and God's claim on our lives. That's what's going down in the culture. He goes on, he said, truth itself is far distant and does not show its power, but the opinion of men and women is there and is dominant. So one follows it. Man fears the close at hand appearance of the power of human opinion more than the distant, powerless light of truth. So people bow to the power of opinion and become its allies and its bearers. They become the slaves of appearance. Once they have begun to become involved with it, they must go on following it step by step. They can indeed no longer break free from the net of shared pretense. Man, that is a tremendously articulate description of what we're seeing, this shared pretense, this pretending, this posturing that any way we design human life according to our will is a good, and it's all going to work out fine, and it's all wonderful. It's a lie. He goes on, opinion, untruth gains domination. The entire life of a society, political as well as personal decisions, can in this way rest on a dictatorship of untruth, of how things are presented, reported instead of reality itself. An entire society can thus fall from the truth into a shared deceit, into a slavery of untruth, of not being. I mean, I know that's a mouthful, but it's true. That's exactly what's happening. Society is acting against nature. It's suppressing the truth. And therefore, it's acting against the truth and calling its sort of radical subjectivity, calling that truth and somehow that it's objective. And we're pretending. We're pretending that everything we decide is okay and that it's all working out. Friends, look at all the idols that are being exposed, all the great cultural heroes. Look how many are committing suicide. The pretense is being unmasked. It's a lie. It's a lie. It ends in darkness. It is a culture of death. It's a slavery to untruth, and it's a denial of being. And guess what? Suicide is the ultimate decision that I don't want being as it is. A lot more can be said about that, and I hope to share more next week on that. But God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.